But really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again. And tonight slowed down to about 76. Over the weekend, now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first 9 weeks of school will be completely virtual for all Montgomery Public School students. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the decision was made after survey results showed more than 18,000 parents wanted virtual school for their students. Troy police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a 21-year-old. Police have charged 17-year-old Jamarco Harris with capital murder and the death of Jacoby Cogburn. The shooting happened on July 13th in the 300 block of Elba Highway. Police anticipate more arrests in the case. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 22,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Over 1,300 people have died. We also know more than 32,000 people have recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, it took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
Welcome back to News and Views. Let's go, before we officially open up the third hour here of the program, to Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Hey, Bo, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joey. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, boss, how you doing?
I'm good.
Your day going all right so far?
Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot of Home Depot about to buy a microwave for one of our rental houses that we manage, so I guess that's, I'm going in to spend money for my client.
Hey, well, we appreciate that, because you're putting money in the tax base there, Bo, and helping everybody out.
There you go, and I will have my little face shield on, so I'll be allowed in. I won't be scowled at.
Very good. Your face shield's catching on, Bo. I'm seeing more and more people with less masks, but more of your face shield type things.
More of the face shield, yeah. Well, so I'm complying.
Well, good deal. Well,
and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was thinking, as a advice-giving little segment, five things the seller needs to know in this market.
Okay.
So, one, price your home right, the market, at the market, not above the market. Two, prepare your home for buyers, cleaning, painting, and flooring. 3, prepare for a quick offer and move. Houses are selling in days, not months. 4, hire a realtor to guide you in this whole process. There's 20 to 30 steps from contract to closing, and you don't need to skip steps. And 5 is pay for part of the closing costs. And right now, buyers are paying over 97% of the listed price.
Yep.
So for sellers right now, it's an ideal time to sell and to buy because of the interest rates, like you were talking about with Kim Williams. Interest rates are historic lows that I haven't seen in 42 years.
Very good.
Well, Bo, let me ask you a question about investors. I've had investors start to hit me up a little bit here lately. Sure. Do you see the investor market in Montgomery rising up better than it has been in the past? And it's been a great one in the past. But do you see more of that coming, or do you see more homeowners in Montgomery?
I do. It's interesting that your investor, there are commercial investors, but mm-hmm. I think your investor would be somebody, instead of going in the stock market, to be able to buy a rental house and rent it out and earn money. Some people that I've worked with are doing so to invest for their children's college education. So they'll buy a rental house and keep it for X amount of years. And when it's time for the child to go to college, they just sell the house and they have 2 or 3 years worth of tuition built up.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Also, a sister of mine, Bo, they did this when their son went to college in Birmingham. Instead of paying for a dorm, they bought him a house and allowed him to have 3 roommates. Well, they actually made money while their son was in college. And when they sold the house, the market there had appreciated. So they made money off that as well. And that was a lot cheaper than dorms.
Well, I had a client that did that for his son and going to Huntington. And he bought the house for his son. When he graduated, he kept it. And we kept on renting it out to Huntington students.
Yeah.
We had a baseball team that lived there. And after about 3 or 4 years, then we sold it and made a profit.
So excellent.
Instead of sending the money to the university for a dorm that, pretty small.
Say the least.
That works out well.
Well, and speaking of, schooling and learning all these great tips and tricks, I mean, folks can, of course, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 to manage a rental property or if you're looking to buy or sell a home. But also, you can learn a lot more, and Eddie's often around with the classes are going on, right?
Yeah.
Goodson Real Estate School.
I make guest appearances until they boot me out of there. But yeah.
So this is a little taste of some of the back and forth and the conversations that go on in the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
And I'll be honest, guys, that's a big reason I took Bo's class. And Bo's aware, before I took his class, I tried the internet thing because I thought, hey, I don't want to go to class. I don't want to go to Montgomery. Well, that lasted about 2 weeks before my attention span lost it. The minute I came into Bo's class, the first class, which is just an introductory class, I could tell I was home. Because it was an open conversation about real estate.
There you go. There you go. And you want that good feel, that interactive feel.
Yeah.
So there's a reason it's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state of Alabama.
That's right.
So, Bo, it's great hearing from you today. Again, folks, that number, 551-0225, or you go to thegoodsongroup.com.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, boss. I'll holler at you later.
All right. See you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
And going the extra mile, getting a microwave for folks.
Man, I'll tell you, I've seen Bo have to go get refrigerators. I've seen Bo have to, on a weekend, it's July 4th. Hey, Mr. Bo, my AC went out. Okay, I've seen Bo pull out miracles to get somebody's AC working back on the 4th of July.
Yeah. No,
and this is a rental tenant,
No, and that's the deal. You go above and beyond.
Yes.
And I've rented places from the Goodson Group before. Y'all really do a fantastic job.
I think we do pretty good. Yeah. I really do.
Should we begin officially the third hour? I'm feeling out of sorts today because it's like violence in the streets. People can't remember what the basic ideals and history of the country are. Everybody thinks everything is racist. And we're all going to solve it by having 2 70-plus-year-old men compete for the presidency. What the hell is going on, Eddie?
Bizarro world. We are living it, buddy. Yeah. We are in bizarro world.
Oh, yeah. And also, mass disease and infections.
Yeah.
But let's begin the third hour.
Well, you can't stop commerce, though, Joey, with all this going on.
No, you can't stop.
We won't stop.
No, can't stop.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Even keel Joey up here. I don't have any outburst. Mm-mm. I'm not like Greg Budell at all.
On air. Off air, I've seen your outburst.
Yeah. Like I said, 272-9228. Coming up, Molly Hemingway has a great piece at The Federalist, which was the biggest turn for me. As I've fully admitted for years now, when it came to voting between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I sat that out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go with either one. And then I saw all this Russia thing start, the Russian allegations, Trump might have colluded with the Russians hacked Hillary's in the DNC server, blah, blah, blah. And I was the type that said, well, let's wait on Robert Mueller and his team. Let's wait on the Mueller report. As I heard a lot of my conservative friends say from the beginning, and some people deserve credit, this is a scam. Devin Nunes, at first I'm like, who is this Nunes guy? And over time, I've slowly come to the realization, damn, Nunes was right. People like Andy McCarthy and Dan Bongino and Molly Hemingway, John Solomon, and Sarah Carter, a lot of these reporters following this story were right. Maria Bartiromo was right. As we're getting more and more details that are being brought forth, in this case, Molly Hemingway is writing about notes from February of 2017. One angle of this is that people with the New York Times, Washington Post won Pulitzer Prizes. It's essentially the participation trophy now at the highest level. They won Pulitzer Prizes for anonymously sourced articles that are now, based on these notes, being proven as just complete fabrications. So we'll get into that in a second, but let's go to the phones and talk to Ellis. Hey, Ellis.
It's a mad world after all.
Yes, it is.
Greg Budell show.
No, and if you keep singing It's a Small World or any variation of it, I might just snap. But anyway, how you doing, Ellis?
I'm doing good. How about the mayor of Chicago, Miss Lighthead?
Yeah.
Blaming the chaos in Chicago on Trump and his stormtroopers, as she called them.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they finally came to an agreement.
That she's crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're making it worse. It was... How could you make it any worse?
Well, and that's what's nuts to me. It's like you're literally seeing dozens of people every weekend shot.
Oh, dozens.
Yeah. And if not more, people dying left and right. The basic thing you need, if you want a functioning society, is trust and lack of crime, where people can invest and build things over time.
Right.
Yeah. You love your city so much, you're going to burn it to the ground? That doesn't make
any
sense.
That seems to be their attitude.
I don't understand it.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men and women are bang, bang, bang.
You know that thing, Joey. What's that thing again?
I forgot it after I was given a quick lobotomy by a bullet. Good God.
I don't want my children living in this jungle out there. There's a jungle, or whatever he said. They played a bunch of soundbites of Biden, mm-hmm. all the racist stuff he said in the past. I'm going, do y'all not know he said these things? And if not, now you're seeing it. And you're still going to back him and vote for this guy?
They're just ignoring most of it. They're just.
But I guess. Mayor Lightfoot has agreed. Apparently, this is a statement obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times. The mayor's office said, quote, Trump reached out to Mayor Lightfoot this evening to confirm that he plans to send federal resources to Chicago to supplement ongoing federal investigations pertaining to violent crime. The conversation was brief and straightforward. Lightfoot, who previously vowed to turn away the feds, and Trump, who blasted extreme politicians whom he accused of joining an anti-police crusade, are now in agreement over the strategy of sending in agents to plug into existing operations. Because a lot of this violence, let's be blunt, is not your average, average Chicago. And like, you're talking about people that unfortunately are now affiliated with neighborhood gangs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of those gangs are divided along racial and ethnic lines. I mean, I've seen videos online of, the Latin Kings, so to speak. Like, there's a lot of problems. Some of this, I think, is tied into the massive drug trade. It's why the feds would get involved, sure. on top of the police not being able to deal with it.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. And I tell you what, the worst-case scenario they don't ever want to see is martial law declared on these cities. I guarantee they don't want to see that.
Well, that would be an interesting first 48 hours.
Yes, it would be. You know, just that Boston Marathon bombing, mm-hmm. they declared it for a day there, and I watched it, and I go, this ain't pretty good, kicking down doors. I mean, you have no rights at that point, pretty much.
Well, and it's what I think, I was having a conversation over dinner last night, where somebody's asking me, where am I at politically these days? And I'm still, at the end of the day, a libertarian classical liberal. I think we should recapture the word liberalism, not to mean big government and social engineering, to mean freedom.
Yeah,
society and government based in liberty. But I have said that as I've gotten older, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, more history I read, more theorists and thinkers I've read, I've become more conservative. But I would say a small C conservative. It's not like, I'm conservative and those guys up there are rhinos. I don't mean it politically. I mean it more like order is very fragile. And when you have it and you have some semblance of a free society, you better be careful before you tear that down for some utopian dream. And I think there are a lot of folks who, even if they're technically at poverty line or a little above, a little below, they have it better than most human beings who have ever walked the face of the earth. And I think it's because of that luxury, or because of at least that wealth, even at the bottom of the ladder, that people take for granted, we can mess with the system, change it around, and everything will be fine. It's like, no, it won't. Things can go to hell very quick, so be very careful before you make robust changes.
Yeah, I'm a man in the middle, and I'm on the outside looking in, and I don't see what I like on either side. So I'm like you, Joey, in a way. In the past, I used to lean more towards Democrats, but they were different then. I'm 58 years old. It was different. But then I kind of got to the right a little, and I thought, now I'm just going to kind of stay in the middle and see what's what, and then vote by conscience and morals.
Yeah.
Vote for the right man that can do the job, care less what religion he is or any of that, and could care less what he does behind closed doors. That's another thing. I want someone that's going to be tough, strong, lead this country, not some old man who can't even remember where he is.
Well, and Ellis, what do you think kind of changed you from being... Or did you grow up with parents who were Democrats?
They were kind of in between. They were kind of leaning more towards Democrats. But what changed me was after Clinton, was Clinton, Bill Clinton. And, Jimmy Carter, but I wasn't old enough to vote, I don't think.
The irony about Carter is I've heard plenty bad about Carter. There's plenty to say. But have you ever heard anybody, damn him based on his character?
No. I was just talking about, the way he was, leading the country.
But I'm bringing that up because it's interesting. Everybody talks about with Trump, we need a man of character.
Right.
And I kind of hear what people are saying, but When was a president of really a great man of character an effective president?
Not.
Yeah, right. Neither was JFK.
JFK,
yeah. Kennedy's are a different story. Camelot.
But with Trump, I think we voted knowing. We wanted this guy in there because we didn't want a soft leader.
Here's referencing one of the guys who made me think in a more conservative way, Victor Davis Hanson. He said Trump's like that outlaw that you need to come into the old Western town to take care of the
pale rider.
Yeah, you need that guy, but once he dispenses with the bad guys,
here you go, pale rider.
Yeah, we don't want you hanging around here anymore. You and your type, you're a little dirty.
You probably didn't see that movie, Shane.
Yeah, no, Shane. Okay. Exactly.
Shane.
Yeah. I read the book, Eddie.
You and I will be standing in the street screaming, Shane.
And Trump is essentially, I think it's a correct thing. Trump's probably going to end up being a tragic hero. It might just be a tragedy. But if he succeeds, he'll be a tragic hero where he'll get done what a lot of people will quietly say, behind closed doors, we needed that done. But they'll never admit it publicly.
Never.
And can you ever see Trump, hanging out with Obama and W and after the presidency?
Well, we got a taste of Trump when we watched The Apprentice,
That's the thing. He had how many years of a job interview?
We did.
I mean, come on, people. It's just, they're nuts. These people, the liberals today is really, they're mentally ill. Liberalism now is a mental illness. I'm convinced of it.
I'm going to try to be an equal opportunity offender here, Ellis. I think it's partly politics, especially when your party's out of power. You go nuts. For instance, remember back in the primary, Facebook reminded me of this. And it was right after, I think, the Access Hollywood tape, and Ted Cruz said, vote your conscience. And there's all sorts of folks supporting Trump who went crazy. Ted Cruz said, vote your conscience. They're like, that son of a bitch. How dare he say that? And it's like, it's a pretty benign phrase. And I'm just saying that when you're in the thick of an election, people tend to get, we just went through Tuberville and Sessions.
Exactly.
And people are at each other's throats, and then as soon as the results came in, Sessions like, okay, I'm on the team, I'm supporting Tuberville.
I'm so glad.
And it's like, you got to remember that it gets really heated in the midst of competition, and now you become good friends, even if, the guy who beat you accused your dad of killing JFK.
Remember, we played Little League ball. After the game, no matter what the score was, no matter what happened, you lined up and you shook hands.
So definitely there's some Democrats who have lost their minds. I think what I would define as leftist sort of neo-Marxist policies, postmodernism, post-structuralism, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. These folks who essentially say in order to fight any ism, any form of bigotry, we have to completely destroy the whole old American system and have equality of outcome. And that is insane.
It's not going to work.
But I think there are a lot of Democrats who are middle of the road, maybe agree with you, Ellis, on, say, 70% of stuff. Yeah. And we can get along. And I hope we can locally and at the state level. And that's what I think the country needs to get back to, remembering who your neighbors are, work with them, and stop letting the national scene exploit us and turn us against one another.
And you're right. And I challenge any of these folks out there to tell me one socialist country that if socialism or communism has actually worked. Right. Look at Venezuela. Enough said.
Amen.
Well, y'all have a good and God bless you and God bless America.
Bye. Amen, brother. Thank you, Ellis. I'm getting to where I really like that guy.
Me too.
He's a good caller. He's a great caller. Maybe, Eddie. Maybe.
Just saying.
You're just quick on the draw in that way. Well, Shane.
Shane.
Shane. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers.
Yes.
Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, he texted me the other day and said, hey, Joey, did you notice metal prices in general? It's not just gold and silver. All metal, it's all up.
Really?
Hitting incredible highs right now. And so Troop Booth is looking to buy any used antique jewelry you may have that you're willing to part with at the right price.
Man.
Now, it can be really nice antique jewelry items that you won't part with unless he gives you top dollar. And he will if it's worth it for
him.
I mean, so these can be really nice pieces.
The market better than him.
But say you've got a bunch of old jewelry that can be described as scrap jewelry.
Okay.
And you might think it's junk. Like, who's going to want to wear this? Well, you won't know the actual value of it until you call Troop Booth at 260-0066, set up an appointment. And if you bring in what is that scrap stuff, that junk, well, you might find that that scrap, that junk, is worth
cash money.
A good bit of money.
That's what I'm saying.
And so Troop will appraise whatever you bring in, whether it's really high quality and just can be resellable immediately, or it is scrap jewelry. And if you agree on the value he offers you then and there at that appointment, you get paid right then.
That's
and
the
there.
Nice part, baby.
Also, you can call 260-0066 if you want to check out the showroom and buy from Troop Booth. He's got it fully stocked still. Great jewelry items from earrings to rings. Maybe you want to pop the big question with a one-of-a-kind engagement ring. Or watches. Or yeah, maybe you're a guy and you just want to treat yourself.
That's not a bad idea.
Or maybe your lady wants to treat herself. Or maybe you just want to surprise her. Eddie, I've always brought up you being in the doghouse. You're perpetually in the doghouse.
Yes.
Yeah. You try to write it off as a man cave. No, it's the doghouse. So get by there and see Troop Booth, Eddie Bader, at 260-0066. Buy something for your lovely wife. So
good idea.
Get back in her good graces. She deserves it. Lord knows she deserves
she does.
Everything she can get putting up with you.
Her divorce lawyer's listening. Hush.
You shush. Heirloom Jewelers Troop Booth, great sponsors here of News and Views from 9 to noon. Y'all check them out today. And you can also go to heirloomjewelersal.com, see what they have in the showroom. But it's always better to do it in person.
Excellent.
More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Crazy world, Joey.
Yeah, I just feel like a stranger in a strange land right now.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is happening to this country?
It's a bizarro world.
No, and I genuinely believe that, hey, based in liberty, all sorts of people who don't like each other can at least live in peace and stop bothering one another. But it's the nature of busybodies. They always want to get busy with somebody else's body.
Amen.
Or something like that. More News and Views when we come back.
Most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our summer sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring. We've got red-hot deals on all carpet, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive half-off pet pad. Call for your free measurement today at 285-8117. You can save thousands, plus receive interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Don't miss this red-hot summer sale going on now at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. No payroll tax cut and stimulus packets. That's according to the Treasury Secretary.
Of course not, because that's what the people want, Joey.
Well, it's what certain people in the Republican caucus want, and apparently expect another check.
You bet.
Great. What are you going to spend it on, Eddie?
I'd be like,
burritos?
Give it right back to him.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Hey, here's the quarterly guy.
Well, I'll be responsible and go buy an 80-inch TV.
Could be fun, actually.
That would be fun, yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you heard the story. I heard it somewhere. A lady got caught trying to walk out the door with a 65-inch television down her pants.
It was for social justice, though, so don't worry about it. 272. The system's rotten, so I'm going to get mine.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm like a Victor Hugo character, just getting me a loaf of bread for my sustenance. In this case, it's a 65-inch big screen. 4K.
Smart TV, 4K. Maybe.
272-9228. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Always in it. For me, it's afternoon. I work at night.
There you go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Winding it down.
I've done graveyard shifts before. No, I was making donuts. But
there you have it. See, but I've just been doing it for 23 years at Breen, so I'm used to it.
Man, yeah, you're a nocturnal animal at this point.
I ain't got but two more years, buddy, and I can hang it up.
There
but
you go.
At any rate, I come through town, and right there in front of City Hall at the main entrance, of course, I can't remember the name of the road. I think it's Perry Street. I'm not sure, but regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something my days are all messed up because of it. Today's Thursday. It was Tuesday when I came through there. I had to go to City Hall. And this was in the broad open daylight. I'm not kidding you when I say this. And I know there's videos they found to be because it's out on the property grounds of the motel. You know where the Hank Williams used to have the statue right there underneath the trees, right?
Right.
Well, they got someone, I don't know if it's Richard Montgomery, the founder, I don't know. This guy was sitting on looked like a tube box or a cooler and had a can of spray paint in his hands and he was shaking the can. And I said, you know what I think this guy's fixing to do to face? So I went around, I run two red lights.
Mm-hmm.
But because my brother's a detective who works for the city, I can't release his name, but regardless. So I went around the block. Pardon my language, I hauled ass.
Sure.
I'm going to go around in. I'm going to catch this. But when I got back around and stopped, he was standing up. He was a young kid, probably early 20s. When I stopped, in fact, I'll tell you how bad it was. I didn't even put it in park. I got out of the truck and I stopped, and if my truck was rolling, I said, you ain't fixing to do what I think you're doing. I mean, my truck's rolling. So, you know what I mean?
I've done that once or twice in life, and it's like, oh, let's jump in the car.
Yeah, no. You know, and then at the same token, a lady was coming out of the city hall, and she said, your truck's my. I said, I know. Well, the kid. I said, I went back to the front, and I said, I put it in park, of course. I was a little further down the road, maybe 30, 40 feet or something to that. And at any rate, long story short, I said, I said, you're not going to do what I hope you're not going to do. He said, I had plans. I said, well, you're not going to do it under my watch because my brother is a detective, been a detective for almost 22 years with the city. And I've got you on video, and it is eight. And by the way, you can do your research. It is not only, it's not a misdemeanor now, it's a class B felony.
Yeah, criminal mischief. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right. So, you know what? If anyone out there wants to go out here and deface the public like that, go out here, you stand a good chance of jail time, of course. And but besides that, I've been in the, look, I did two different tours. I've been to Afghanistan, Kabul, and I went to Baghdad. I've been over there twice. And I served my country. And when you do stuff like that, you burn the flag, you defame this country. You take up foreign countries. China is our biggest hornet in the nest.
Yes.
And anyone that don't believe that is naive, because they are really. And I don't understand this, Joey. Maybe you can correct me on this, but they're funding kids to come over here from their country to go to universities to get our information. And it's like the people don't seem to give a damn. It's like, you know, it was a free country. Well, I know it's a free country. I know that. Right. But this crap that's going on around us, you know, I mean, burning up. Portland, I've been to Portland, Oregon. It's a beautiful city. And I've seen all that crap going on out there. And Seattle, I ain't never been there, but Chicago several times. When you get, what's the word I'm looking for? Anarchy?
Yeah.
When you have all that, what I think, in my opinion, has happened, I'm 54 years old, and what's happened is these public schools, universities, have brainwashed these kids to thinking it's okay, it's the new norm. You go out and you can bust up something, tear it up, and you get out of jail free card. And I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask both of you and your guests as well, when does it stop? When and how?
With some people, it stops when you make them stop. And that's why you do the police in certain situations.
You're right. You're exactly right. What I believe is going to happen is my opinion. I don't want to see it by no means, but a lot of your average citizens are God-fearing.
Yes.
They abide by the law. They're going to eventually stand up and say, you know what, enough of this is enough.
Yes.
You're not going to come in front of my damn business, bust out my windows, and you're not going to throw bricks. There's no sense in shooting people at a funeral the way they did in Chicago. That's absolutely stupid. And anybody out there that's listening that might disagree, go get strapped on a uniform and do like I did, join the military and go to Baghdad, and then you'll see. You go over there for 1 week, and you'll see a big difference, how much we got it good.
All right. And what I was saying earlier is order is very fragile, and it's not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but you don't have to be perfect in order to be good. And I worry that some of these kids out there, especially in Portland, are indoctrinated. But a lot of these young kids, it's a terrible mix of, a cycle of poverty. I think also they don't respect their schools. They look at their schools as like glorified daycares, if not, you know, mandatory.
Yeah.
It's almost like an educational prison that they're required to go to. So they don't respect it. They don't respect their teachers.
Exactly.
And they don't see the potential in life. They feel trapped. It's, you know, kill or be killed mentality. And it's a shame that people feel that way.
Is what gets me is how you disrespect your elders. If you're one day older than myself, I don't care if you're one day older. I'm going to respect you, sir. No, ma'am. It's that simple. But these kids, I went into restaurants and bought stuff to take out, and then just like they throw it on the counter and it's like, you know, I'm doing you a favor. I'm the one in here spending my money, and I've walked out and said, you're welcome. And I won't name the restaurant, but I was at one, and the girl just rolled her eyes, and she said, what did you say? I said, you're welcome. And I had to stop in my tracks, and I said, I'll tell you something, young lady. I said, I don't know what direction you're going in, but whatever it is, you better find the right path. And she told me to go to hell.
Well,
in the restaurant on Madison Avenue, but I won't ever, because I'm not going to do that. Regardless, I wanted so bad to go back. If I had a paddle like I used to have to get to school, I'd have lifted her ass.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't. I don't know if we're going to correct the situation by, you know, talking to the cashier.
I know.
Like, but here, Eric, I got to run. It's a good call, but I've got four other folks.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Good call, man. Eric.
Like, a heck of a story there. No, and he's hitting on a lot of points a lot of folks are feeling out there. And it is, like, we're somehow losing, you know, what's one of the commandments? Honor your mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean, oh, your mom and dad are always right, but you honor them, understanding, hopefully, especially if you get older and have your own children, how difficult a position it is to be a parent, how difficult that job can be. And it also is a two-way street. Parents need to try to foster that sense of being honored. And you know, this is where the distrust and disrespect of authority comes from. Sometimes it's just, you know, young men don't need much reason.
No.
To destroy. That's the history of humanity. Young men get in groups and they start revolutions.
Yeah, testosterone.
And they usually don't have much of a rationale for it. So I think part of it is, yeah, controlling and getting to people early mm-hmm. to, you know, learn how to live right for their own sake. And not just for the sake of society, but for their own sake first. But then also positions of authority, it's what we're getting at. Is that we don't trust Congress, we don't trust the universities, we don't trust a lot of professions that we should. It's because we've seen a lot of examples of people behaving badly.
They've lost our trust, right. Joey. And me personally, I really don't know if there's any one golden bullet or silver bullet that would help me regain that trust.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just because
it's got to be slowly over time.
Right.
This is why I always come back to... It's an answer a lot of people don't like. I always come back to personal responsibility.
Oh, definitely.
Build your own life. You know you're not doing as good as you are. You don't have to be perfect.
No.
But make yourself better. Then look out for your family and friends. And if you make yourself better and you make that family unit strong, it doesn't have to be necessarily the traditional nuclear family.
All.
You can come up with all sorts of different friend groups and family groups. You build that strong unit. Then you can have a group that's able to help the city,
right.
Able to help the nation. And that's how it starts, slowly but surely. And I think the problems we're facing right now, that's the only solution to those problems. There are a few things that we can do in terms of changing the laws and their big policy agreements that we could reach. But most of the issues, when we look at why does somebody shoot up a funeral with a drive-by, what? That's a deeper problem. A much deeper, it's a spiritual problem.
Yeah.
It's a personal responsibility issue. And it makes you go, what type of environment does that person live in to lead to that sort of decision making? But here's the thing. Most of human history,
yeah,
most of it, the question isn't why are some people poor? The question is not why are some people so violent? I would say, oh, no, the question is why is it that certain folks are rich? And why is it that certain folks do have high levels of trust and are very peaceful? Because that's the exception. Wealth and peace is an exception in human history. And we need to ask, what are certain people doing right so other people can model it? We need more of that. 272-9228. Got to hit a break here. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you there's some encouraging news of some sort of break in this intense heat, but really, it's going to go on and on for several more days. Spotty afternoon relief from some scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. High both days in the middle 90s again. Heat index near 105 again, and tonight slowed down to about 76. Over the weekend now, I do think the rain chances get just a notch better. A more generous supply, maybe 50-50 coverage both Saturday and Sunday. High still in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Joey. How are you doing, buddy?
A little worked up, but, I mean, that's par for the course.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I can tell. That's why I called in. I agree with you that so much of our problems nationally are just the lack of personal responsibility and people respecting others. And using their liberty in a way that also respects other people's liberty. But I think one of our biggest problems as a country that's different from what we've experienced in the past is an identity crisis. We have when you don't have a common identity as a nation, you no longer have a nation. You have nations, plural, and that's kind of where America is. I remember this story that kind of shocked me back in the fall of last year. Drudge reposted an article, I believe it was from the Washington Examiner, and it was about a poll that was done showing that 7 in 10 Americans believe that we're headed for another civil war. I mean, a hot Civil War. One could argue that we have one going on right now. It's sort of low grade on the streets of Seattle and Portland, et cetera.
Sure.
But the problem is that people in the past, we used to disagree on important issues like, you know, when life begins and sure. who should pay for health care and should we send troops to Syria. But at the end of the day, whoever, whatever decision was made, there was still a general consensus that we're all Americans. And that's important. But today we disagree fundamentally on what an American is, what it means to be an American.
Right.
And so that's dividing our country because of this identity crisis. And I've done a lot of work in Africa for like in the humanitarian sector for 20 years. And one of Africa's biggest problems is that most of the nations there were created by European powers about 140 years ago without consultation with the people who actually lived there. So yeah. when those colonial powers left in the 1950s and 60s, the people who ended up inheriting their country looked around and they didn't really have a lot in common with each other. For instance, like one country in East Africa, Kenya, has over 40 tribes in a very right. different geographical area. Some tribes live on the coast and are involved in fishing and small-scale agriculture. Others live in the mountains and they do different types of agriculture. Then you got the people that live in the plains and the deserts, and they manage herd animals, and they speak different languages. They look different from each other, and now they've inherited a state that was created by a European power, and now they're looking around and they see that they've got to fight over the control over one central government.
Yep.
So what they do is they just get into these huge coalitions of tribes to try to get that 50% plus one. And then they loot and pillage the country for 6 ways from Sunday until, some of the tribes get upset that they're not getting their share of the loot. And so they join with the minority tribes, create a new majority. And then that new majority loots the country 6 ways from Sunday. Because they're forced to fight over the control of one central government. And I think that's our problem. We've got 330 million people spread over several million square miles of territory. We've had a huge demographic shift in the last 50 years. And our government at the same time has become incredibly centralized and yes. is now determining everything from when we can barbecue hamburgers in our backyard to how much water goes in our toilet bowl to everything.
Yes.
So there's a lot at stake in every election. And that's our problem, is that it's become a winner take all system.
I've been saying this, Matt, for years now. And I've asked people, like, for instance, when I said, why is the country so divided, man? Obama. I'm like, but it's so much power at stake in D.C. Absolutely.
Remember, the federal government was very diverse when it was established, and it was designed to allow for tremendous diversity. Remember who the vice president was? It used to be. It was the guy who came in second place.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this idea was, we're still Americans. You lost the election, but you still have a stake at the table. Right now, does anyone think that whoever wins in the fall is going to allow anyone on the other side a seat at the table?
Nope.
Right.
Heck no. No way. And I know I'm not the only American who's worried about November 4th, because regardless of whether Trump wins or loses, I don't see how we don't avoid, more blood in the streets. I mean, if he wins, of course, what we're seeing right now is just the warm-up. But if he loses, the people that come to power are not going to. I mean, Joe Biden is not going. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have lost control of the Democrat Party. I mean, you're going to have Ilhan Omar and AOC and these radicals who are promoting the violence. Right. They're going to be the ones driving the policy because they are right now. That's not going to change if they win in the fall. So either way, win or lose, we're headed for, I think we're headed for a divorce. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I think we need to get out of this whole 19th century, nation state mentality of bigger is better. It isn't.
Right.
It isn't. And look at it right now. Do you like what you see?
And you can still have a
this way.
And you can still have a common identity based in liberty and individuality, based in Vermont's going to be Vermont, Alabama's going to be Alabama, Texas will be Texas,
absolutely.
California will be California. People are disagreeing with.
Does California still want to share a bathroom with Alabama? I mean, politically speaking,
right.
No.
Right.
No. So if you know, gays want to marry in Illinois and we don't want it here in Alabama, why can't we just have diversity and let everybody do what they want to do? Why can't we have the original vision of federalism? The problem is, how do you put the genie back in the bottle, Joey?
Yep.
You know, how do you do that? You know, the stakes are so high. Do you think the federal government's really going to roll back the power that it has?
I think what will happen is, and we're pretty much out of time here, Matt, what I think will happen is this is a fantastic call. I think something major, and it'll probably have to do with finances, fiscal and monetary policy, which is not the sexiest thing to talk about in an election year.
Yeah.
But when the reality of our fiscal situation hits us, it will make people, certain decisions will become necessary. And I think a major decision will be, hey, let's give more power back to the states.
Yes.
And we'll have to, because we won't have the money. And it's going to hurt, but it's coming. Slowly but surely. Matt, a great call.
Yeah,
good
great
way
call,
to end
Matt.
The show, and I appreciate you, man.
Hey, good call, bud.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Well, that does it for us today.
Yeah, it does.
Dan Morris is next. Sorry, Jim, I couldn't get to your call, but we ran out of time here. Y'all stay tuned for the Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, chucking up fresh oysters, cooking you up fresh seafood. We've got an RV park down here. You can bring your trailer down here and stay with us for a few days or a couple of weeks or however long you want to stay. You can also come down here and rent you a pontoon boat.